This is St. Nicholas's School for Children Who Were Immaculately Conceived.
This is the St. Nicholas class hall for Kindern die Sonde Varexan.
Episode 1, The Ends of the Earth.
Aflevering en de entundende vandarde.
Afi, this is a reminder that your English assignment is due in 3 hours. Would you like to begin now?
Yes, Anna.
Okay, I have started the recording.
Met dank. Thanks, Anna. Day 1, March 28, 2024. Audio diary for Afi. Assigned by Sister Brigetta as part of our English language course. The time is exactly 16:54, and it is dark out. It has been dark, or close to dark, for 3 hours, at least. Though I haven't been outside in a long time, I know the weather is cold here. I know this because there's snow. I know the snow is long because it comes up to the middle of the first floor classroom window. I know the nearest village is at least 50 kilometers away, but I don't know the name of it because they did not tell us. I'm not sure what country we're in, I'm guessing Sweden or Norway, but there's no way to know. I haven't even seen one bird or deer cross the school grounds, even though we can see the forest from our bedroom windows. I thought this was strange, but I've been told this is normal. Something about the lights on the building? Yes, if you're wondering, I'm just telling you about the things around me to fill up time, because if I don't speak in English for 5 full minutes, I won't get credit for this diary. The objective of this assignment is to practice English by talking to ourselves. To get our brains out of Dutch, out of Portuguese, out of whatever, so we can learn how to share personal thoughts in English instead. It's supposed to help us to be able to talk more than just the weather, or what we're doing. To share what we feel, maybe? But I'm not sure I want to do that. Instead, I'll just tell you about my room. It's very modern, a little like a Nordic jail. But with more things you can use to strangle yourself. Ooh, I probably shouldn't say that. I have a lamp that's supposed to make it look like daytime in here, but it doesn't really work. My bed is lifted high off the floor on wooden poles. Lofted, is that the word? And my desk is underneath. The room is small, but I have no one living with me, which is both nice and lonely. To help, I put a picture of me, Monica, and Carolina from our last school. Maybe it was 2 schools ago. I lose count.
You are halfway through this assignment.
That's all? Hothotome. Fine, back to looking around. I have a window in my room. It's what I think they call a picture window, which means that there are no bars. Just a view of the outside and not blocked by anything. It's dark out, and there's snow on the ground. The moon is reflecting off it. It is somewhere. On a dim bedroom light. Sometimes when I look out into mirrored surfaces, my eyes start to drift. Objects in them become unclear. It's always been this way. It's as though when I allow myself to unfocus, everything around me gets clearer. I was told when I was young that I should let this happen. So it's almost like I can't help when it does. It feels like it's happening now. It is happening now. All of time is all around me, like mirrors facing each other. I'm supposed to see something important. But usually there's someone telling me what to look for. So what am I looking for?
There are some things we remember that are real. Aren't they, Timothy? Some things that happen to the loneliest girl? Things that are done to the loneliest girl without her even knowing until it is too late.
What is it? Who are these people?
What are you talking about? Stop, please. Just stop. I'll stop when I'm done. Please. Timothy, where is my daughter? You can tell me. I'll just lean in, and you can whisper it in my ear.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, who are you?
Thanks, old friend. That's all I needed to hear. No! What were you doing?
Oh, gosh. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Stop! Stop! How up more than R! She's turning around. The one with the knife? She can hear me.
Who are you?
I can hear her too, but her mouth isn't moving. I don't think she can see me.
I can hear you. I know you're there.
It's disappearing.
Afi, your English assignment is complete. Would you like me to turn off the recording?
What?
Afi, your English assignment is complete. Would you like me to turn
off... Yes, Anna. Stop recording.
I have stopped the recording. Please report to the recreation room for structured play.
Waarom praat hij in Nederlands?
You have scored an 8 out of 10 on today's oral assignment. I have been programmed to speak in English until your language proficiency improves.
Wat hoebert er al is ik in Nederlands spreek?
If you choose to speak Dutch, I have been asked to refer you to Sister Brigetta's office.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
So, how long exactly are we going to let Inez stay in bed before we grind a Prozac into her potatoes?
Ha ha.
I'm serious, Marjorie. We've been searching for her daughter for over 3 years. And now that we're this close, she goes and has a complete nervous breakdown.
I think that makes sense, actually. She's held it together for a long time. Longer than we've even known her. I'd be struggling too.
Which is precisely why a teensy dose of anxiety medication in her dinner might go a very long way.
You can't drug her, Katrina.
Why not? My father used to put rum in my tea when I was sick as a little girl, and I always felt much better after.
Wait, what?
And, as you can see, I turned out fine.
Oh my god. This explains so much.
Oh, Florence, finally. Any news on the patient?
Nothing you don't already know. Does anyone have a Xanax I can borrow?
Do you plan to give it back?
Let me rephrase. Does anyone have a Xanax I can keep?
See, Marjorie, Florence agrees. There's nothing wrong with giving Inez a little something to take the edge off.
It's not for Inez, it's for me. Wait, how exactly were you planning to give Inez a Xanax?
It was actually Prozac, and I was going to grind it up and put it in her food.
That might work, actually.
What is with you two and pharmaceuticals?
I think I have some upstairs.
No. Do not make me call my mother to have her explain to you why you cannot do this to people.
I'd like to note that your mother is a surgeon and not a psychiatrist.
Excuse me, but you're not a psychiatrist either.
Okay, stop. We're not going to be giving anyone anything stronger than Earl Grey today, all right?
If you say so.
Thank you. Now, is she okay?
I guess. I mean, I think she's just exhausted. Maybe the stress of everything is finally getting to her.
Did she say anything to you?
Not really. It's like she keeps forcing herself to go to sleep, but it's just in these short spurts. I can see she's having nightmares. It's making the bleeding really bad.
Ugh.
So, apologies in advance for the state of the guest room, Katrina.
No need to apologize to me. Matilda, on the other hand...
Should we try to wake her up?
I tried a bunch of times. She keeps telling me she's not ready to get up, but I can't imagine she's actually resting.
I'm calling my mom. We've waited long enough for an expert opinion.
Good idea.
She got the phone my father sent her.
Yeah. She texted me from the new number last night.
All right. While you call her, I'll see if I can find Matilda and beg her for another new set of sheets.
I'd also plan to give her a raise.
That bad?
It's the Battle of Gettysburg in there.
That reference means literally nothing to me.
Do you want me to explain?
Oh, no. That's not necessary.
I'm heading out to the terrace. I'll be back in a few.
Me too.
All right. I'll stay here in case Inez wakes up.
Welcome to the recreation room. Today, we have set up a puzzle for you to complete during structured playtime. Once Afi arrives, you will have 1 hour to complete the challenge.
Anna, what happens if we don't finish in an hour?
Good question, Carolina. Because this is playtime, you will not be disciplined for not completing the task at hand. When your time is up, you will report to the dining hall for dinner.
Anna, what's for dinner tonight?
Monica, tonight's meal will be potato and anchovy casserole with a side salad.
Yum, yum, yum.
I can know you.
Serio? It is so good.
Too salty.
Maybe you will like it this time?
And what will you give me if I don't?
Leftover bagels.
I ate this continent.
Sorry, I'm late. I was finishing my English homework and the weirdest thing happened.
Structured play begins now. You have 1 hour on the timer.
I guess I'll tell you about it later then.
Only 1 hour until your favorite fish pie, Moni.
I didn't say it was my favorite, Carolina. I'm just saying that it's really not that bad.
No, you just don't think it's that bad because you're from here.
Not technically.
Well, at least you're from this hemisphere. You think they cook something every once in a while for those of us that aren't.
Like what?
Empadão, for example. Now that's delicious.
What is it?
Is what we're having tonight, but better because it's not full of canned fish.
Ask Anna to put it on the menu.
Adding empadão to next week's menu.
See? Easy.
I'll believe it when I can eat it.
Empadão cancelled due to lack of easily sourced ingredients.
See?
Dobra, okay.
Anna, how hard is it to source chicken and tomatoes where we are? Because I now know you can make a pie crust.
You have 58 minutes to complete your puzzle.
You didn't answer my question.
You have 57 minutes to complete your puzzle.
Hey guys, let's maybe look at the puzzle since we're on a timer.
Are you seriously changing the topic already?
It looks like memory. I remember this from nursery school.
Great. Now everyone except me has moved on. Very cool.
So it's a matching game?
Yeah.
Why would we need an hour for a matching game?
Because they think we're stupid.
Well, then let's prove them wrong. You want to go first, Avi?
Sure. So on my cards, I have a heart and a star. Your move, Carolina.
Okay, I found another heart, so I'll go back to this one and... is a heart, just like we thought. Your turn, Monica.
Okay, so I'll take this one here in the corner. Another star.
This is child's play.
You're right, it is.
I'm not complaining. I hate normal puzzles.
Pick up the other star. They're probably timing us.
What's with you in time today, Ivy? You got a bus to catch?
No, I just have a feeling.
So?
What?
That's not right.
What's not?
I just turned over the card and it's... it's, you know... Kciałszorombu.
A diamond.
Yes, a diamond. I guess I forgot where the star was.
Please, you never forget anything.
Hey!
What? I meant that as a compliment. Sort of.
Then you two must have distracted me.
Try it again.
Okay, I'm pulling a new card, and it's another star.
But the star was this one right here on the bottom.
She's right.
That's the one I just picked up.
Try it again.
Okay. And now it's a heart.
I didn't expect that.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm still working on the memory puzzle.
Yeah, did you finish already?
Oh, yeah. Ages ago. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
What the hell does that mean?
It means she finished already.
Want to play with us?
Oh, you mean do I want to help you? No. No. Thank you, but I couldn't possibly...
Claro que não pode, sua.
If you finish that thought, I'll get Sister Brigata right now. Besides, you all know that if I help you, then it's cheating. and I'm not a cheater.
It's just a game.
If it's just a game, then why were we on a timer?
I knew it was a test.
Haven't you all noticed that nothing around here is actually a game? Everything, all of this, is some kind of lesson. Although I suppose to notice that would require basic observational skills that you clearly don't possess.
Hey!
Don't get defensive. It's just a little constructive criticism. Anyway, would you look at the time? I'm off to hit the gym with some of the other girls before supper. So nice to finally have this space in my schedule. Ciao, ladies.
Is pronounced ciao.
Not in Italian, it isn't.
So, everyone finished except us. Maybe we are idiots.
Speak for yourself.
Caroline is right. We're not idiots. Something isn't right here. And we should at least try to catch up since we have plenty of time. Wait. Carolina, what are you doing?
Flipping over these fucking cards to see if this stupid game is rigged.
We're not supposed to do that.
Says who?
Says everyone. It's the only rule of memory.
Or maybe this is exactly what they want us to do. Maybe they want us to understand how the game works.
They're all blank. How are they blank? We just saw the shapes.
They must be on some kind of timer.
But aren't they made of paper?
No, no. Take this card. Do you feel it? It looks like paper and feels like paper a little, but it's not.
How do they do that?
Small processor. Thin plastics.
Must be new.
And expensive.
Look, they're resetting.
It's part of the game?
Sing.
Are they moving in a pattern?
Yeah, just watch.
What does that mean?
It means I'm right, as usual. You're welcome.
Hello? Hello, is anyone out there?
Hello? There are some things we remember that are real, aren't there, Timothy? Some things that happen to the loneliest girl? Things that are done to the loneliest girl without her...
Ugh, not this again. I can't do this again.
What are you talking about? Stop, please. Just stop. I'll stop when I'm done. Stop when I'm done. Please. Timothy, where is my daughter? And tell me. I'll just leave her.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
Yes, yes. I can hear you, but I can't see you. Can you hear me? Where are you?
Where are you?
Who are you?
Oh, gosh. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Stop. Stop!
I can't stop this. I'm so sorry.
Awap, more than that.
I am not a murderer. You just don't know the circumstances.
She's turning around. The one with the knife. She can hear me? She can hear me!
Who are you?
I can hear her too, but her mouth isn't moving. I don't think she can see me.
I can hear you. I know you're there.
Wait, it's disappearing.
No, no, don't leave! Wait, don't go!
Avi, your English assignment is complete. Would you like me to turn off the recording?
Avi? Avi! Where are you?
Inez? Inez! Oh my god. Inez, wake up! Wake up right now! Are you okay?
Huh?
It was just a bad dream. You're here. You're okay now. Marjorie? Katrina? Are you there? We need help!
I saw her.
Who?
In my dream, I went back to the night that we... You know, when we...
I can't talk about this. Ever. You know that.
I am so sorry.
I know you are.
Marjorie! Katrina! Please!
Oh, please be out there.
She was there, Florence.
Who was there, Inez? Who did you see?
I didn't see her. I heard her.
Who did you hear?
Another girl. One like us.
A stigmatist?
Maybe.
How do you know?
Because I can sense her. When I dream about that night, I can feel her watching us.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't. But every time I sleep, I get a little bit more information.
Is that why you keep fighting me to wake up? I think we need to get you out of bed for a little bit. Is that okay?
No, I should get back.
You can't, Inez. Look around you.
Oh my god. There's so much blood.
So let's get you cleaned up. Maybe fed. Then you can tell Marjorie and Katrina everything you saw. Okay?
What if it never happens again?
I don't know. But it sounds like we have a lot to go on. Sorry.
Her name is Avi. The girl from my dream.
So the mechanics of the game are simple. We just need to figure out the rhythm of the movement of the cars and we'll be able to solve the puzzle.
Okay, seems easy enough.
It is. It's just a trigonometric function of a spiral in time. Here, let's make a graph.
Ugh, not another graph.
You complain, but it's a useful tool for finding the cosine of the...
You have 24 minutes left on your timer.
Wait.
What?
What?
I got it. It's 3 seconds.
What's 3 seconds?
The time between the changes.
How did you solve that?
I didn't solve anything. I just saw a pattern and then counted. They're blank now, but watch. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, change.
So we need to complete our turn within 3 seconds to get the match?
Actually, it's more like we have to complete 2 turns within 3 seconds. Otherwise, we don't know where the cards are. It'll just be a guess.
But it'll be a better guess.
It's really not a lot of time.
This is where completing the graph will come in handy.
You really think Charlotte and all those other girls spent time doing a math problem to figure out moving memory?
No. I think they did exactly what Monica did, and they knew enough to just turn stuff over as quickly as possible to get the most matches in the shortest time. But if they solved the actual problem, it wouldn't just tell them how fast the cars are going, but actually where they're going.
Okay, so they lost some time.
But it's not just that. There's a reason why they want us to learn this specific skill. Why they need us to be able to memorize things this quickly. Maybe if we knew more about the problem, we could try to figure out why they need us to solve it.
Do you even think it's that deep? It's just a baby's game on steroids.
Exactly. It's weird, right? Don't you want to know more?
Actually, that would be pretty cool.
I agree, but not right now. Not while we're being watched. Now that we know it's simple...
It's not simple!
Now that we know it's simple at first glance, we can come back to it. First, let's just solve this puzzle and get to dinner.
Why are you in such a rush for the fish pie? It's not good pie.
It's not about the pie, okay? It's about something else. Something weird that happened to me today. Something I need to talk about, but just not here.
Okay, okay. Relaxa, querida.
Avi, are you alright? You look sort of pale.
I don't know yet. But what I do know is that I want to get out of here. Out of this room.
Then we'll finish the game and go, okay? Come on, let's play.
I'll flip the cards over.
I didn't mean to shut you down about the graph, Carolina.
It's fine.
No, really, I want to know more.
I said it's fine. Monica, when you're ready, turn over your cards. When you do, Avi, you'll start counting and I'll pull mine. Then if we don't have a match, you'll have to pull yours right after. So make sure you focus really hard on the table.
Got it.
Great. This will be fun.
Okay. Here goes. 1-1000. 2-1000. 3-1000. Change.
Nossa. Too slow. Again.
1-1000. 2-1000. 3-1000.
2 diamonds. It worked.
Yeah, on accident. Avi, you want to pull the next one? Avi? Avi, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just... Did you ever notice that this table is really shiny?
Yeah, a little bit, probably just built with stuff that's easier to clean.
No, it's more like a mirror when you look at it long enough. The way the light hits it, you can just look into the reflection and drift away.
Avi. Avi, hello? Can you hear me? Avi! Ay, merda!
She's crying? She shouldn't be able to do that here.
Avi, Avi! Ei, volta para nós! Come back!
I'm in an empty chapel. There's a man on the floor. I think he's dead. I'm walking over to him now. Now that I see him better, I know he isn't dead at all. He's just pretending to be dead. He's breathing. His chest rises and falls, and but just a little bit. His eyes are opening. I'm trying to leave, but he's sitting up. Can he see me? He's looking at me. But I don't think he can...
Avi.
He's speaking, but his mouth isn't moving.
Avi. Avi, where is your mother?
Thank you for listening to this episode of St. Mary's School for Children with the Stigmata. If you enjoyed this chapter, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to support this podcast so we can keep making more episodes, click the support link in the show notes. To learn more about this and all our projects, visit newgirlpictures.com.